Welcome, everybody, to the newest edition of Movies with My Mother. I, of course, am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And today we watched Batman from 1989. It was PG-13, 2 hours, 6 minutes long, and directed by Tim Burton.
2 hours and 6 minutes long. It didn't seem that long.
It felt every bit of that.
To me. Okay. It did not to me.
Okay. It got 77% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
69 on Metascore.
Huh?
And 7.5 out of 10 on IMDb.
Again, 7.5? Really?
Yeah, I don't understand.
It was very visually stimulating. Why would something... I don't know. That'd be whipping a dead horse if we talked about that again.
I guess. I had a budget of about $35 million. And a worldwide gross of about $411.5 million.
I did have some stuff about that too. Where did I have that? And yes, it was that. And I thought $400 million. I thought that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, but yay.
Well, I'm sure this did really well on video.
Oh, yes.
Because you have to think that, you know, at that time in 1989, it only cost a few bucks to go see a movie. So that's a ton of people in the seats.
Right, right.
So you got to think that some of that, you know, probably about half of it was rental.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The plot, which I don't really think makes sense, is vowing to rid the city of criminals after the brutal murder of his parents. Bruce Wayne becomes Batman, which, I mean, yeah, I guess, but that really doesn't, that encompasses the whole series,
right?
All the comics, all the movies. It doesn't really say anything about this movie specifically.
Correct. I agree with you completely. That, because that is who Batman is.
Yeah.
This movie was more than that.
Right.
You know, other than getting rid of the criminals one at a time, I mean, that's what this was.
Right.
But he had all those henchmen, too.
Yeah, he did have all the goons.
Yeah.
I have the cast was Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson, Kim Basinger, Robert Wall, Pat Hingle, Billy Dee Williams, Michael Goff, G-O-U-G-H.
I believe that's Goff.
Jack Palance.
Yes.
Jerry Hall. Tracy Walter. Lee Wallace. And William Hootkins.
Yeah. Plus a lot more.
Cool. Yeah, there were a ton of, like, you know, police. Henchman.
Right.
And I didn't write all of that down.
No, there was no need for that. But yeah, all of those henchmen and other things, the anchor people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all crazy. So yeah, those are the main characters. Star-studded cast.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
You want to talk about Tim Burton, or you want to talk a little trivia, or?
Well, we'll do Tim Burton first, and then go to trivia, because I'm sure there's, you know, I found Tim Burton kind of an interesting kind of guy.
He is an interesting guy.
He is known for pioneering the goth culture in American films.
Yeah,
and we all know that goth culture contains science fiction, film noir, thriller, comedy, horror, you know, the whole thing, but dark.
Oh yeah.
Dark.
Yeah.
He has Emmys, Golden Globes, Academy Awards, BAFTAs. He was awarded the Order of the Arts and Letters from France.
Oh. Okay. Is he French?
Must be. I tried to look into that, but, you know, I didn't really see much of that.
Okay.
Really, really of anything of his background other than young age and stuff.
Okay.
He made his directorial debut, which we already talked about. We talked about it during the movie, it with Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
In 1985.
Yeah.
Before that, when he was in college, he went to he studied at an art college and animation. Animation was one of his interests.
Oh, okay.
And he was recruited by the Disney company to be animation. Oh my goodness, I didn't write that down, but to learn how to do animation there.
Oh, okay.
His mother's name was Jean, and his father was Bill. His mom ran a cat related gift shop.
Oh.
I like her.
Okay.
And his dad played minor league baseball when he was young. Yeah, but that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
As a preteen, he did short films.
Okay.
Some rudimentary stop animation.
Sure.
And he also liked 8mm films, which, you know, so many of these directors that we have learned about started with an 8mm camera.
Yeah.
You know, and Tim Burton's just a little older than me is all. And I do remember that 8mm cameras were pretty fashionable back when I was a kid.
Okay.
A young kid. Let's see, some of his influences are Dr. Seuss and Roald Dahl.
Okay.
Which that absolutely tells me dark stuff.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss, if you really want to get into that, it's dark.
He's a terrible human being.
It's dark. And same with Roald Dahl. There's a lot of dark stuff there.
Yeah.
But I love them both. Oh, here it is. He went to the California Institute of the Arts.
Okay.
And studied animation.
Sure.
And what really brought him to the fore is a little short he did during the 80s. It was called, listen to this, Stalks of the Celery Monster. Dun, dun, dun.
Is that like the celery stalks at midnight?
That was immediately what I thought of when I read that. That I wonder if that's as good a movie as the movie in my head of the celery stalks at midnight. But I thought that was quite interesting. It was just right after that that Disney offered him apprenticeship. That's the word I was looking for earlier.
Apprenticeship. Okay.
Apprenticeship in the drawing. Paul Rubens saw Frankenweenie.
Uh-huh.
And that's how he learned about Tim Burton and approached him about doing Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
That movie is funny as hell. He's got this sweet bike.
Yes.
But he thinks his neighbor stole his bike.
Oh.
And like, then he goes to the neighbor's house and tries to drown the neighbor.
What?
It's so funny. It's so funny. And like, there's memes about it. They're like, Pee-wee was a G.
Okay. Again, I've never seen that movie. I know about the bike.
Yeah. His bike gets stolen and he accuses his neighbor of it. And then he's got to go chase down his bike. It's a whole big thing.
Oh, with
his sisters in the movie.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool.
Okay.
There's all sorts of people in it.
Yes. And this is kind of where Tim Burton and Danny Elfman hooked up. Being a big fan of Oingo Boingo, he approached Elfman to do the music.
Oh, cool.
And then it was all history.
Yeah.
Elfman's done almost all of his music.
Almost all of his music.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, It's history. He's there. That's how it is.
Oh, that's cool.
Let's see. 85, in 1985, he also directed some episodes of Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Oh, cool.
And Shelley Duvall's Fairy Tale Theater.
Oh, cool. We just talked about that.
Cool. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and we're huge fans of Alfred Hitchcock. And I remember seeing Alfred Hitchcock on TV when I was a kid and, you know, scaring the hair off of us. And,
and I remember watching Fairy Tale Theater.
Yes. I don't much so much remember seeing that, but I remember it.
Yeah.
And how it was big.
Yeah.
It was big. Okay, then the 84 to 94 years, or the Batman years, kind of, I wrote down here. In 88, he did Beetlejuice.
Yes.
And he got Academy Award for the makeup in that.
Okay.
And that's kind of what set him on his low budgets to do big films on low budgets.
Oh, okay.
He became really known for that. And that's also where he met Michael Keaton.
Yeah, because Michael Keaton was Beetlejuice.
Right, right. And he has his group of people that he works with a lot. He has people that he likes to collaborate with, and Michael Keaton is one of them. And when he wanted to have Michael Keaton do the Batman, people were totally against it.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Absolutely not.
The DC people, they were like, what are you doing?
Right, right. We can't have that.
Right, I did write that down.
Right. And but most of all, the fans of Batman were outraged that he would bring Michael Keaton forward as Batman. And I thought he did a fabulous job.
I wrote that 50,000 protest letters were sent to Warner Brothers regarding Michael Keaton's casting. Comic book guys, Bob Kane, Sam Hamm, and Michael E. Uslan also questioned his casting.
Oh my God, Bob Kane's the one that did Batman.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, having just seen this movie and having read this before, I can't see anybody else in this part.
No. And, you know, I mean, Christian Bale's Batman is fine. It's fine. Val Kilmer's, it was okay. George Clooney's was just stupid. You know, and Adam West is Adam West, and that's the long and short of that.
Right.
So, I mean, I really do think that Michael Keaton did the best Batman.
I think so.
Oh,
I think so.
Robert Pattinson was in the movie The Batman, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
emo Batman, I don't give a shit. Stupid.
And throughout all of this, Tim Burton continued to say that Batman is an ordinary man who dresses up to be the superhero. And I like that. I like that he said that, because Bruce Wayne is just an average guy.
Well, he's an average guy with $1 billion.
Well, yeah, but, you know, in our dreams, don't we all have $1 billion?
Yeah.
You know, if we're
and gonna... I guess in terms of, you know, actors portraying rich guys, he did really portray him down to earth. You know, he's wearing blue jeans and
yes. Yes, and a turtleneck. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
But he also wore pretty damn nice tuxedo.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like that. And Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Great. I thought he was great. I can't see anybody else doing that part. And if Jack Nicholson hadn't worked out, Tim Curry was the next in line.
Tim Curry.
Yes.
I read a whole thing. Jack Nicholson had hesitated on taking the role of Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And it was then offered to Robin Williams, who accepted. But then Warner Brothers went back to Nicholson and was just like, well, you know, Robin Williams you know, wants the role. And Jack Nicholson was just like, but it's mine.
Okay.
So Robin Williams considered that like a huge slight. And he thought that Warner Brothers used him like a pawn.
Oh.
And so he refused to work for them until 1997 when he got an apology and did a movie with them.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't write it down.
Wow.
He was even offered the role of the Riddler in the third Batman movie. And he was just like, no, absolutely not.
Good for him.
Yeah.
You know, there's not enough stand-up kind of people like that, that they have an ideal and they're going to stick with it.
Yeah. And, you know, why are you offering me a job if you really want somebody else? Why are you talking to me?
Right.
Why aren't you talking to them?
Right. Interesting. Oh, my goodness. That's interesting. This movie opened with the biggest marketing and merchandising campaign ever seen up to the time.
Yeah, well, you know, we forgot to show this in our TikTok, but Justin came home the other day with this piggy bank, an original 1989 Batman piggy bank, hard plastic, with, you know, stickers as his face, and bat symbol, and bat belt. And it's got, on the back of it, you can send away, you can peel this off, and send away for a soft glow nightlight.
Oh my gosh. You're going to have to take a picture of that, put it on our Facebook.
Yeah.
Because that's really cool. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I looked at it as soon as I got here and I thought, OMG.
He,
Justin has the coolest stuff.
He just happened to find that at a comic book store for $1.
Oh my gosh.
He was so excited to have it.
Yeah, somebody didn't know what they had if that was only $1.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having technical difficulties. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, what is it happening?
Apparently my head has grown.
Oh.
I can't get my earphones. All right, let me push them further forward. I don't know. Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
That was weird.
Okay.
For this movie, and Keaton and Nicholson gained critical acclaim. So people did like it. There was an Academy Award for art directing. But visually, this is another one of those stunning movies.
Yeah, the movie is really, I mean, and even though it's a lot of dark scenes, a lot of shadow scenes, it's still, I mean, it's just, it creates that atmosphere, that just that haunting atmosphere.
Yes, it was fabulous. Really fabulous, I think. Let's see. After Batman Returns, the studio wasn't exactly happy that it wasn't exactly the financial success of the first movie.
Okay.
And the darkness. They wanted to go in a different direction with the third movie. Which, if you've got two movies of one type of genre, why would you want to change it and go in a different direction?
Well, I think that everybody likes to pretend to try and stay fresh, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay, and that's when they got Joel Schumacher to direct it?
Yes.
But Tim Burton was kept on to produce along with Peter McGregor Scott.
Okay.
So, I mean, he wasn't completely out of the movie, but I think as a producer, you're not really making the movie.
No, but I do think that, like, in a production type role like that, especially having worked on the first one, he probably had a little more input than most producers would. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I agree with you. I agree with you. So, you know, I thought the movie was fabulous. The, like it said, the art direction, the just everything was just visually stunning.
Yeah.
You know, the Batman himself was really perfect.
Yeah.
It's the Batman from my youth, you know, even though Adam West wasn't at all like this Batman, he was bigger than life to me as a kid. And this guy, this in this movie, is bigger than life.
Yeah.
So,
Absolutely.
you know, it really, I really liked it. Let's see. Then I got stuff about his personal life.
Okay.
He's been with a lot of women, of course. And
Two noted no Lisa Marie, he was with her forever.
yes, many years.
And then he was with Helena Bonham Carter.
Right. He started up with Helena Bonham
Bonham.
Carter.
Helena
Helena
Bonham
Bonham
Carter.
Carter. While he was still with Lisa
Yeah.
Marie.
You know, stuff happens.
And they went on to have two children.
Yes.
That's where his children came from, is Helena Bonham Carter. And they are, I know I wrote this down here somewhere, Billy and, oh heck, Nellie maybe?
Sounds right.
Yeah, I think so. But they split up in 2004, 14, 2014.
I was gonna say.
They were together, oh, I don't know, good 10, 15 years.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah. And there was nothing, one thing about when after a while, Lisa Marie auctioned off the stuff he'd left at her house.
Oops.
And that kind of embarrassed him a bit. And he wasn't happy about it. But I'd say, hey, you know, after you left your shit at my house for 5 years, it's mine.
Yeah, I mean,
And
after you left it for a few months, it's mine.
right, and I can do with it what I want.
Yeah. And
So,
if it's got your name attached to it, that means I can sell it for money. And you were a fool to leave it with me.
right. Oh, I see the actress. He is with an Italian actress now. Monica Bellucci.
Monica Bellucci, really?
Yes,
I
that's
thought
who.
she was with Vincent Cassell. I thought they were together for a billion years.
Well, this is just current, 2023. That was just
Oh,
last year.
okay.
So they just got together last year.
She's real pretty.
I know, I looked up, all of these women are real pretty.
Yeah.
He has 8 Academy Awards,
Wow.
5 BAFTAs, and
Wow.
4 Golden Globes.
That's cool.
And currently there's a new Beetlejuice movie coming. Maybe it might be out now. You know, I'm not.
No, it's not out yet. But
John.
it's coming out this year.
Okay. Johnny Depp is godfather to son Billy.
Oh, okay. That's what I don't like about Tim Burton movies is that he casts Johnny Depp all the time and he just lets Johnny Depp be Johnny Depp and it's fucking weird.
Right.
Like Johnny Depp doesn't have any other personality but Johnny Depp.
Well, we've talked about that several times, different movies. This guy make a movie of, you know, and be himself.
Yeah. I don't
Yeah,
know.
that's.
But he does it all the time. And that's, even in movies that I feel like the casting is all wrong. They're still working together. They did a Dark Shadows remake,
Yes.
and Johnny Depp was Barnabas Collins.
No, absolutely not.
And it's just,
Really?
yeah.
Oh,
And
that's
I've
sad.
never even watched it because, like, I like Dark Shadows. I
Yes.
like, what was his name? Jonathan Freed, Jonathan Frid, something like that.
Yes.
He was Barnabas Collins. There is
Yes.
no Barnabas Collins but him.
Correct.
So,
Weird. Yeah, he's made tons and tons of. I didn't even bother writing them all down because he has made some huge movies.
I will do say though that I do enjoy Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
That's a good one.
All right.
Christopher Walken's in
Of course.
it.
Who doesn't like anything with Christopher Walken in it?
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of fun guy. So, yeah. Okay.
Well,
so
that's cool.
What more do you have on the trivia side?
Jack Nicholson took a percentage of the gross, you know, on the back end.
Oh.
And due to the massive box office take, he took home about $60 million in 1989. He took home about $60
million. Wow.
So, like, they said, like, adjusted for inflation, it's like $122 million, something
Wow.
like that.
Okay.
Michael Keaton had brought up the logistics of being easily identifiable as Batman, you know, versus Bruce Wayne.
Right? I even said that.
And he was just like, Tim Burton, dude, like, what? Everybody's going to know that Bruce Wayne and Batman are the same guy. He's like, can I do like color contacts or something? And Tim Burton's like, no, that's not going to be the right aesthetic. So they settled on him speaking in a lower tone.
Yes.
And that has carried through in all of the subsequent Batmans.
Oh, okay.
All of the Batmans speak in that lower register.
Right, and they don't speak a lot. You know, they don't just chat with people.
No.
They say what they need to say, and that's it.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
1989 was the Batman character's 50th anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
I did not read that. Cool.
Domestically, it was the highest grossing film of 1989. Worldwide, it came in second to Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my goodness.
Don Johnson, Dale Midkiff, and William Peterson were considered for Harvey Dent. But Billy Dee Williams took the role, and he took the role with the expectation that he would be brought back as the villain Two-Face.
Yes.
And reportedly had a clause in his contract reserving that role for him. When they made Batman Forever, Warner Brothers bought out that contract to have Tommy Lee Jones play Two-Face.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Kim Basinger was the original choice for Vicki Vale.
Okay.
But her agents wouldn't let her meet with producer John Peters without an offer on the table. So I think they were trying to rustle up more money the wrong way. So they ended up casting Sean Young.
Okay.
But during horseback riding practice for this movie, you don't see anybody riding horseback, though. She broke her collarbone.
Ow.
And they put in an emergency call to Kim Basinger, who was suddenly free.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a lot of talk about the parts on the Batmobile that I didn't write down, like, all the specific parts, because it's just, you know, a piecemeal car.
Right.
But the main thing I wrote down was that the Batmobile was built on the chassis of a Chevy Impala.
Okay.
With, like, Ferrari parts and stuff like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool when it, like, did its shields, you know?
Oh, yeah, that was so cool that he just had a little remote control.
Yes. And then when it came to him, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Talk about self-driving cars.
Yeah, for real. This is the only live-action Batman film to feature only one supervillain from the comics.
Oh.
In Batman Returns, it's Penguin and Catwoman.
Yes.
And in Batman Forever, it's Two-Face and the Riddler.
Yes. It's always two, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's face it. Jack Nicholson is big enough for three people.
Right.
He's got personality plus.
Right.
So I interesting.
Speaking of, the character Bob the Goon.
Yes.
Was cast because that guy was real good friends with Jack Nicholson. His name was Tracy Walter. He's not an actor, but he's just really good pals with Jack Nicholson, and Jack Nicholson's like, hey, hire my friend, and they're like, okay.
No, he is an actor.
Is he?
Yes. He's a
Is he just like a background guy?
Yes.
Okay. That's why I didn't recognize him.
It says he's a retired character actor.
Oh, okay.
He's done 170 films and televisions. Yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff. So, and stuff you've probably seen. City Slickers, Conan the Barbarian, The Destroyer. Let's see, what, Silence of the Lambs. I mean, he's been in 3 Danny DeVito shows. He's been around. And he and Nicholson have appeared in 9 films together. So, you know, yeah, he may be just this guy's buddy, but he's been around. Oh my goodness. WKRP in Cincinnati, Taxi, Charlie's Angels, Hill Street Blues.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Moonlighting and on and on and on.
Crazy.
So, yeah, he's but he's always just that guy.
That guy. Okay.
You know, he's always just there. And he's got that kind of face. He's got that everyman face.
Yeah.
That wild hair.
Yeah.
But yeah, but still, I mean, still, that's his buddy. Give him a job? Absolutely.
Yeah. Mel Gibson was the first choice for Bruce Wayne, but he was already committed to Lethal Weapon 2.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, he was also considered for Harvey Dent / Two-Face in Batman Forever, but he had to turn it down due to his commitment to Braveheart.
Oh.
The mostly fictional telling of the tale of William Wallace.
Well, not a big Gibson fan. So,
well, he's a terrible human being, and his father's a terrible human being, and, you know, I don't really... Whatever. He can jump off a bridge for all I care.
But I can't see him doing that part. I can't, you know.
No, because Mel Gibson needs to be Mel Gibson,
right,
which means that he needs to be the guy in front.
Right. And Billy Dee Williams is perfect. He's got a beautiful face. He's got a big personality. And in that role, he was perfect.
Right, because he doesn't overpower.
No.
You know, he's got enough personality, but he doesn't take over the scene.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't in the front during this whole movie, but he was in the background.
Right.
And he was always forefront of the background, which, perfect.
Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer was dating Michael Keaton at the time, and she wanted to audition for Vicki Vale. Keaton said that it would be awkward if they had to work together. And they were dating.
I think so.
Yeah. So after they broke up, she went on to play Catwoman in Batman Returns.
Okay. Alrighty then. That's nice.
And the last little, I mean, there was a wealth of trivia. This is all I wrote down.
Yep.
That George Michael and Michael Jackson were originally both considered for contributions to the soundtrack. In addition to Prince, with Jackson being considered for the film's love theme, while Prince wrote songs for the Joker, Jackson had to decline due to concert commitments. And it doesn't say anything about whether or not George Michael was actually wanted to be involved or was involved, but dropped out.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Prince
crazy.
Did a lot of the music.
Yes. Yes, he did. And usually, you know, I look into that, but I, you know, I found so much about Tim Burton himself, and I thought it was kind of interesting to read about.
Yeah.
So I didn't look any further than that. I thought that that'd be interesting enough. It was. I found it quite interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
And there's so many different versions of the Batman comics. There's any which way Batman can go, a movie has been made about. So, I mean, the versatility of the character Batman is unmatched. Maybe, you know, unless you compare him to Spider-Man. That's Marvel.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And I just looked at this. It said Michael Keaton left the Batman movies after a disagreement with Joel Schumacher about the characterization of Batman or Bruce Wayne. I would think by the third movie, the character was already carved in stone,
yeah,
so to speak, and not up for adaptation.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. That's just me talking.
But
I don't know nothing.
Michael Keaton did come back as Batman in like this a movie about the Flash that came out last year, year before.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool. But again, I'm not going to go to the movies to see Michael Keaton as Batman in a Flash movie because, first of all, I don't care about the Flash. And second of all, the actor that plays the Flash is a nightmare human being.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm not giving that person money.
All right. Well, that makes sense. Who was the first Batman or the first Joker girlfriend? Oh, that was Jerry Hall, wasn't it?
Jerry Hall, yeah.
Yes. Okay. I don't know. That just jumped into my head. Who was that actress? Oh,
yeah, Jerry Hall. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But that was weird. I told you when he first came on and there was that music tinkling in the background.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I had just watched a Murder, She Wrote episode today, this morning, and the music box that was driving the woman crazy was playing Beautiful Dreamer, just like in this movie.
That's
it was
crazy.
Weird. It was too weird. And that's such a lovely song, too. It's on the music box. It's making her crazy. And the Joker came out to it.
That's cool.
Just a little tidbit. You don't know what the song Beautiful Dreamer, look it up. I'm sure it's somewhere on the YouTube or somewhere.
Now, I had always heard that, and I didn't see this in the trivia, and I thought that was weird. So I don't know how true this is now. I had always heard that the reference image for the Joker's makeup in this movie was taken from a 1928 movie called The Man Who Laughs, starring Conrad Veidt, about a man whose face is mutilated into a giant smile.
Yeah, and you looked up that picture and it's crazy.
Yeah.
That is absolutely the jumping off point. What's the word we're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure that definitely is maybe just for the Joker character in the comic books, you know, maybe because the Batman comics came out so much closer to this than the movie. So I don't know, but the character's played by Conrad Veidt, who, he was in Casablanca. He was the bad guy in Casablanca. Mm-hmm. He was,
yep.
In the cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
Yeah, he was.
So he's that man had been in the movies for a long time, but just the imagery of him as that character, just look it up. The Man Who Laughs, 1928.
Yes.
And you'll see that face and you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. Yeah, because it was absolutely perfect for our Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the way his cheeks are just pulled up into that vicious smile.
Yes, it was amazing. What else? What else do we... Oh, no, I talked about his awards, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was looking at other pages and went a little crazy here.
Lost your mind?
Yeah, lost my... No, I keep saying, am I having a stroke? Yeah, I think I am.
Oh, my gosh.
I do not use my brain cells enough.
I talked to somebody at work today. I had to call and follow up on something. And the person I talked to, I don't know if like it was like their first day or if they... had maybe like a learning disability or like They just didn't understand the sound of my voice.
Oh.
But when I went to talk to my boss about it, I was like, listen, I just want you in the loop, but like this is this and this is this, and I called on this and this is what they said. And I said, I swear to God, this person has either recently had a stroke or was currently having a stroke, because they were very confused the entire time I was talking, and it was very, very weird.
Oh my gosh, yeah, first day with a new brain, maybe.
I was just like, what? How do you not know what's going on? I'm calling you for help.
I know we're you know, sometimes we're not always on 100% like you. Good grief. Not me, I'm good 10% of the time, I think, and that's about all I can manage. Oh my goodness. Let's see. Oh yeah, Tim Burton has also released several books.
Oh, okay.
That was in my side notes here.
Okay.
Let's see, what else do I have? I just thought stuff I read. Sometimes I read about these directors and I think, oh my God, these people are a waste of space.
Right, right.
Even though I've heard, some crazy stories about Tim Burton, I think that he probably has a an interesting life.
Probably.
And I hope that his children are as interesting as he is and not, slaves to the 2000s.
What?
They're creative and thoughtful and, interesting.
Yeah.
I've always thought that Helena Bonham Carter was kind of an interesting looking person.
She is an odd bird, but that's okay.
Well, get in line behind me.
Yeah.
I don't think that I'm everybody's most interesting person, but
One of the first times I saw Helena Bonham Carter on anything was an episode of Absolutely Fabulous.
oh
Idina was in
my God, okay.
getting a medical procedure, and she was having like a fever dream, and she dreamed that her daughter was Helena Bonham Carter, not her daughter.
Okay. But we love that show.
Oh, Absolutely Fabulous is silly.
Yeah. Let's see, Bob Kane, the original writer of Batman.
Okay.
He and a guy named Bill Finger were the original creators.
Okay.
Bob Kane died in 1998.
Wow.
Wow, that's a long time ago. That 10 years after this movie was released.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, so he was there to see it all, to see what they were doing with his ideas.
Yeah.
Let's see. He worked Bill Kane worked out of the Max.
Bob Kane.
Bob Kane, yeah. I've got Bill on my mind. Billy, his son, and everywhere I've got Bills on here all over. Bob Kane worked at the Max Fleischer Studios.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
Well, that's where he learned to be an animator
Oh, okay.
to learn his craft. I thought that was kind of interesting to this guy was born in 1919,
Oof.
1915,
Oof. Okay.
and how he's still current today.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
Well, Batman's a character that is never going to go away.
No.
You can kill him anytime you want to. He's gonna come back in some way, shape, or form.
I think all of the superheroes are like that.
Yeah.
Superman,
Oh, yeah.
he's always going, we can always compare our life now to his life.
Right.
So absolutely. These people wrote bigger than life characters
Oh, yeah.
that have lasted for 100 years. Well, no, not quite, but
Not quite, but
they will.
yeah.
You know darn well they're going to come out with another superhero movie soon. There's always something in the pipeline.
Right.
So craziness ensues. But yeah, I really found him quite interesting, and especially when you look at his record of TV and movies that he has done, it's quite unbelievable that one person could do that much,
Yeah.
period, you know?
Yeah, Tim Burton's an interesting guy.
Yeah. I liked him. I found I liked him.
Okay.
Hi, what else?
Too many notable deaths?
Oh yes, we had Phil Donahue died this week at 88.
Which is crazy to me because he had white hair in the 80s. So how was he not 60 years old 40 years ago?
Yes, and having been married to Marlo Thomas for all these years, that's another, crazy thing. We think of Marlo Thomas as a local girl, although I did read, and I was surprised to find she was born in Detroit.
Yeah.
And with her dad being Danny Thomas of Toledo, I mean, you just automatically think that's where she came from. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, Phil Donahue. And yes, he, as long as I can remember seeing Phil Donahue, he has had white hair.
Yeah. Always have white hair.
And if there wasn't a Phil Donahue, there would never have been an Oprah show,
Yeah, okay.
because she did his show. He had on a famous person, and he talked to them about life and times, and we all just ate it up with a spoon. Let's see, Phil was born in Cleveland,
Yes.
so he's an Ohio boy.
Yeah, I knew that.
Five children.
Good Lord.
He married Marlo Thomas in the 80s, 1980, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
People always thought that they were, she was so young to marry such an old guy. Again, he had gray hair. They're only 2 years apart.
Well, 44 years ago, he would have been, 40.
Right. And she would have been 2 years younger than that.
So,
But I thought that was funny. Let's see. His shows ran from 1967? No. 1967 to 1996. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And he is credited with changing the appearance of daytime TV.
Huh.
So, I mean, we've all seen Phil Donahue
Oh,
stuff.
yeah.
So, I told you he had five children.
Yeah.
I didn't really read anything. Are his children in the arts like he was?
Oh, that I don't know.
Let's see. No, it doesn't look like that his children. It does not look like his children are famous. They are not pictured. So interesting. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
He lived across the street from Irma Bombeck, the
Oh, okay.
humorist.
Yeah.
Ah, that's funny. I just opened a page, and that was the thing that jumped up at me.
That's cool. When's the last time you thought of her name?
Really, really. Grass is always greener over the septic tank. Now, you young people, you can look that up and find out how funny that is. Yeah, but that was the only death I heard this week.
Oh, okay.
We had so many last month that,
Yeah.
holy cow, and this month it's kind of slow, which is a good thing. Good thing. Like I said last time, everybody from my family is dropping, but
Yeah.
that's all right. We'll get through this.
Yeah.
Such things. So what else? What else is interesting? Oh, our dinner, our lunch today
Oh, yeah.
was came to us from a place that we enjoy, Executive Diner, right here in Toledo. We can't go wrong with them, I think. My omelet was delicious.
I just had regular eggs because I don't like an omelet.
Right.
Plus, I can't eat all that cheese.
And there was a lot of cheese on it.
Yeah, there was.
I was surprised at how much cheese was on this omelet. And they have the good fried potatoes, not hash browns. I like them.
Yeah, those are great.
So, yeah. Was your bacon crispy enough?
No, but
Oh, darn it. Maybe we should say now extra crispy. Maybe when we order it to get it good and crisp, good and well done. That's what it is. You want it well done.
yeah.
Like my eggs. I don't like slimy eggs. I want my eggs well done. Oh, are you adding that picture?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about it.
Yes, perfect. Yeah, our TikTok was kind of slim today. I kind of don't feel real well, so it's hard to be funny when you're too full to function.
Right.
So it's this little said, but we had our Batman shirts on. Lex got us Batman shirts.
Yeah.
So we're pretty darn cool.
Yeah, and I was worried about those shirts that they said they weren't going to be here, and I was like, no. Oh.
I know. And then they turned up. How cool is that? This is our lucky day.
There's nothing going on. Nothing else in the world. The DNC is going on.
Yeah.
It's been exciting.
It has. I mean, on the news, they have, little snippets of speakers, and it sounds pretty exciting. But, those people go there all revved up anyways.
Right.
And our mayor was there. Did you see him?
No.
Good heavens. I hope he's not sick. I hope he had surgery or something. He's lost a lot of weight.
Oh, really?
He doesn't, he's been looking a little, he was a big man, but now he's kind of thinning out.
Why was he there?
He's a Democrat.
Okay.
Oh, he's a what do they call them?
Is he a delegate?
A delegate, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Wade Kepsicavage.
Yeah.
He's been our mayor for a while. I think he's been in politics for some time.
Yeah.
Yes, he's an okay mayor. I mean, it's kind of really, it's hard to do any of that because it's all decided.
Right.
Yeah, he is a delegate, I would say.
I was arguing with somebody about Tim Walz's son.
Who?
Tim Walz, the vice president the candidate. Did you see the picture of that boy?
He has some neurological something?
He's neurodivergent.
Okay. He loves his daddy. He
Yes.
is so proud of his dad, and it just oozes off of him, and that's
Yeah.
okay.
And somebody was like, well, they're exploiting him, dragging him on TV. And I was just like, no, that's just what you do when you have an important job like this. You show up and support your family. That has nothing to do with exploitation. Like, see, what?
I heard that too right away on the chatter, and I thought that's ridiculous.
And then, all the people, the just the horrible people on the right that are making fun of him for, being so overcome. And it's just like, first of all, we're talking about a 17-year-old boy.
Yep.
First of all.
And this is probably the most exciting thing he's ever seen.
Yeah.
And he's excited about this. And he is so proud of his father.
Right. And that's kind of where I ended on that argument was just like, imagine like having that much pride in your family. Like, imagine loving your dad so much that you just can't.
You can't sit still.
Yeah, imagine just, adoring somebody like that. Like, I don't like anybody like that.
No, I know what you're saying. Well,
you know, he was just so happy to be there. He was so happy for his dad. It just, it was nice to see.
Yep.
And I didn't find it exploitative at all.
No, the whole family was there.
No, and, you know, in the 24-hour news cycle, it doesn't matter because something else is going to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get, like, ghouls like Ann Coulter, like, oh, you want to talk about weird? Let's talk about this kid. And it's just like, first of all, Ann Coulter, you're a ghoul.
Right.
But second of all, we're talking about a child.
Right. But he was so proud. He said, that's my dad. And he's pointing at him. I thought, my gosh, it almost brought me to tears.
Yes.
That he loved his father that much.
Fight somebody for this kid.
Yeah, and I don't even know him.
I don't either.
I've never even seen a picture of him. But you know, right.
Every time I hear something about Tim Walz, I'm just like, that guy's cool as hell. Like, yep. Why can't that guy be my dad?
Yes. You want him to be your friend.
Yeah, you just want him to be somebody you can talk to.
Yeah.
Because you know he's got an answer. And if he doesn't have an answer, he at least has a sympathetic ear.
Yep. Absolutely. So, absolutely.
I just didn't, you know, if the worst thing you have on him is that he put tampons in a boy's bathroom, you need to try a little harder.
Right. Right. Absolutely. That's apparently the only thing I saw about the convention too, was that little snippet.
But yeah.
I did hear that Oprah was on, and the Clintons and the Obamas. You know, I'm not.
I really did like the difference between, you know, the last time Michelle Obama spoke at the DNC, she was just like, you know, when they go low, we go high. And basically this time around, she's just like, nope.
She has certainly grown in her womanhood, hasn't she?
She sure has. And boy, I tell you, I really like Michelle Obama.
Pardon me.
If she ran for office, I would vote for her.
Yeah, because she'd go around slapping people upside their heads.
Listen, yes.
Listen to me. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
And, you know, I don't feel, you know, the way I felt about Hillary Clinton, I don't feel that way about Michelle Obama. I don't feel that way about Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
I just think that, I don't know. I think Michelle Obama is probably good people.
I think so too. Yes. Oh my goodness. That's funny. That's funny.
Other than that, there's nothing really going on in the news. There's nothing going on local. The German American festivals this weekend.
Right. I was going to go over and peel potatoes, but I just kind of pooped out the other day. I just didn't feel like putting my clothes on.
It's fine.
I like to do that, though. You know, if you go and peel potatoes or do anything for them, they'll give you free passes. I've never taken the free passes, but...
Just, you know, just being around all those drunks.
And it's always so crowded.
You know, I can make my own potato pancakes if I really want.
Yes, and they'll be better. They won't be sitting around for a while. You can make them and eat them.
Right.
You know, and they're always good there, but you know that they've made them yesterday and you're eating them today and they're soggy and
yeah,
they're always delicious.
Yeah, but
it's the fun, you know, and the dancing and the singing and
yeah,
but still it's elbow to asshole and there's just too many damn people there and
yeah,
you know, the beer is just too much.
Oh, yeah, you know, the liter of beer you get.
Right. You get your Das Boot full, you know.
Yeah. I think that this weekend is Pride here in Toledo.
Toledo Pride, that's cool. Yes. They're having big doings downtown.
Yeah.
Food trucks, entertainment.
Yeah, parade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of stuff in the downtown area. Yeah, that's always a huge party downtown.
Yeah.
There's everybody goes. Everybody goes. But I don't remember him being on the same weekend as the German American Festival
I don't
before.
think so. I don't remember that, but
I think that's an unfortunate happening because, both of those things are what everybody goes to here.
right, they're big events.
Yeah. And to be on the same weekend, oh,
And I know
painful.
somebody who is going to both.
Wow.
Yeah.
They have more stamina than me. That's a lot of stamina.
Yeah, she, my friend has a trans child. It's important for her to take her kids to that, to show them that, this is okay.
Yeah, other people are just like you, and it's all right.
Yeah.
We're ordinaries.
So, that's cool for them, but I don't have it in me. I don't have it in me to go to both. I don't have it in me to go to one of them.
No, right. Yeah, no. No. I'm too lazy.
Yeah, 1,000,000,000%.
And just the amount of people.
I
I just don't want to go around that many people anymore.
the parking.
Well, most of them have bus service now. You can park out and drive in on a bus.
Yeah, but that means I can't leave when I want to.
Well, every 20 minutes the bus runs.
Ugh. Yeah, but I want to leave now, not
Oh,
20
okay.
minutes.
I get that. I get that. That's okay.
And again, I don't like being around drunks.
Have we drank enough in our lifetime that we don't want to be around them anymore?
Personally, I think so.
I have to think so too.
Because, and I got a late start on mine, but I drank enough for an entire lifetime.
Yeah, me too.
I don't ever need to have a 3-day hangover
N
again.
no. And one drink's usually good enough. Sometimes two, but one drink's good enough for me anymore.
About 3 is my limit.
Okay.
Like if I have more than 3, I'm not functioning the next day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it. I'm always thinking about the next day. So one's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Plus, if I drink more than one or two, my stomach is too full.
Oh, yeah.
It's just too much. Who wants to eat when you're drinking?
Right.
So, yeah. But I guess, is that with age we gain this knowledge or something? I don't
Well,
know.
some people haven't, but I know that I have. I know that I can't live without,6 or 7 hours of sleep. I can't
Right.
live being so dehydrated that my tongue is stuck to the roof of my mouth.
Yes.
I can't have the spins for more than a day.
Right. All right. I get it. I get it.
Ugh.
I get it. And it's, I learned that in probably my 30s too or 40s. So, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
And in my 60s, it's still okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm not missing out.
No, hell no. I don't need to be drunk to have a good time.
No.
And everybody says, oh, no, karaoke, you gotta be drunk to sing karaoke. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I love karaoke.
I don't sing good at all.
If you can't sing good, sing loud.
Absolutely.
So, and I can sing real loud.
Real loud.
So, yeah. But yeah, there's lots of stuff. There's always stuff going on in town. So, anybody's town, anywhere you are, there's stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
Just look outside and have some fun. Go outside and hug a tree or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, it's beautiful here. I mean, the weather is just fabulous.
It's supposed to get hot next week.
In the 90s, up in the 90s all week. So that's our Indian summer.
Yeah.
We've had a few days of fall-like weather. 50s and 60s is kind of cool right now.
It's a little chilly, but...
But yeah, it's going back to the 90s for our Indian summer.
Yeah.
So we'll be sweating. Not me, I stay in the house.
Yeah, I try to stay indoors.
Or in my car where the air conditioning is set at 60 on high fan. So yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah. All good, all good.
Yeah, well, have we set our piece on Batman?
I think so. I enjoyed the movie.
Good.
I might be convinced to see another one.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it was a good movie day.
Danny DeVito plays the Penguin.
And I read a bit about that, how they tried to turn him into penguinish.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what I'm looking for in a penguin, you know? But I imagine he'd be good at it.
It was great. It was scary.
Oh, yes. Yes, I imagine he would be rather frightening.
You know, where Burgess Meredith was, you know, kind of holly jolly about it.
Right.
Danny DeVito's is creepy.
Yes. Yes, what I read, I thought it was creepy. So
yeah.
I'm sure in the movie it's even creepier when you see it with your eyes.
Right.
So yeah. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm open for another one.
Cool.
Well, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. All right, everybody. Until we see you again, go pet a cat. Go hug a tree. Just go outside and get some fresh air.
Okay, if I have to.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.